I know it was a little warm, but on Saturday alone, just on the campus, we saw almost 16,000 people come across the campus. When you include the rodeo into that, the rodeo saw over 7,000 people. And so altogether, Friday and Saturday, we saw over 21,000 people come through the fairgrounds and the college campus.
Fast forward to April of next year when you talk about the solar eclipse, when you think of the numbers of red, white, and blue and you start contemplating the numbers that might happen with the eclipse, we could be in for some interesting months.
We definitely could, and that's what, you know, we're expecting our population to double, if not triple, for the solar eclipse on April 8th. But what we have to remember is that the amount of people that we saw come across campus for red, white, and blue, that also accounted for the people that live here in this area. When you're talking the solar eclipse, that number does not include everyone that's here. So I think it's going to be interesting for a few days. And so all the more reason that anyone that lives here in the area, we need to do our part to make sure that we get our groceries and get our gas and everything before people start making their way into town.